This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Was able to, before I get into the message, I watch a couple different ministries Sunday morning that kind of prepare me, kind of minister to me. How many old pastors need to get ministered to also? Amen, because we just give out and give out, but we need to be fed too. But it was pretty interesting this morning. Rabbi Schneider from Discovering the Jewish Jesus, he was in Brazil. And he was ministering to the Brazilian people. I have family in Brazil. My mom and dad lived in Brazil before. So I really have a special connection there. But he ministered to pastors and leaders in Brazil and to big congregations. God's really using this rabbi. He's really a blessing. I told you about him. I've been following and watching him probably the last half of this year. And I've been so blessed that I have now been committed to support him. But anyways, today he brought up something. I'm just going to bring it up quickly because I think we have to, what he said to the Brazilian people is for us too, is that many people today have been addicted to their phone or to their laptop or to their iPad, okay? He said this to the Brazilian people that we have to be so careful that we're not addicted to this, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's a blessing. We have our phones. I don't have my phone on me or our iPad or, you know, your phone is a new computer now. How many know that? You basically can do everything on your phone that you could do on your computer years ago. And today, the phone controls many people. How many know that? But how many know it was never meant to be that way? Even in the church here, I know some of you use your phone for your Bible apps, and that's okay. But if you're not using it for Bible apps, that phone should be off when you walk in these doors in your pocket, or at least on vibration, and you should not be distracted with your phone. You want to give God your attention totally. Can I get an amen? So I'm going to encourage you, as he did, that this year we would not let this thing control us, okay? God gave it to us for good. There's a lot of blessings we can receive from our phones. It's a way of communicating. So also, it is the age of technology and information. Anything you need to know, you can get it off your phone. How many know that? And that's a blessing. But you got to be careful too, because it can be a curse. It can hinder you if you let it. So I wanted just to bring that out this morning before we start. So can I get an amen? All right, praise God. The Lord also really told me, has been encouraging me, and someone gave me this. I'm not going to mention who because they know who it is. But the Lord wanted me to, he said to me, this year we need to go for the gold. This is a gold golf ball. I ain't going to mention who gave it to me. She knows. But the Lord said, this is the year to go for the gold. Meaning, we got to go all out. Okay? Silver is not good enough. Bronze, they're good. But God wants us to go for it this year, all the way. Can I get an amen? And for that to happen, you got to be really focused this year. Because there are going to be distractions like there were this past year. So I'm going to prepare you. I think when you hear the message today in review and you hear next week's message, the new message, God's going to get you prepared, okay, to go for the gold. I mentioned this Christmas Day that I felt the Lord say this to me, that we should have a goal to double our attendance here this coming year. We normally have about 30 in average, but we could have up to 35, 40 if everybody was to come, but double this year. Some of you are saying, you're crazy, Pastor Rich. You can think that. I'm just going to tell you what the Lord told me, what he put in my spirit, that we are going to see a great increase, not only of what God does here, but of people coming, because people are going to hear about what's happening here. People are going to hear the testimonies, and God's doing great things for people, and they're gonna start coming like I saw in that vision. Some have begun to come, but nothing close to what's going to happen. So get ready, okay? Get ready, because we're going to need you to help in ministry. As the church grows, ministry workers more are needed. And those of you who are in ministry now, we need you to get ready for the new year, because it's going to be good. Praise God. So with that, I just want to welcome our viewers on social media. We're happy you're joining us here today at our 10 o'clock service. This is Oriole Christian Assembly. I'm Pastor Rich Garitano, and we're happy you're joining us. If you do not have a home church, I would love for you to come visit us. We meet on Sundays at 10 and Wednesdays at 7. So God bless you. I know you'll be blessed with the message today. So my title is real simple, 2019 in review. Let me say that again. Can you even believe this year is almost over? We got a couple days left. 2019 in review is what we're going to talk about, okay? And the Lord gave us a message back in the first week of January, and the Lord gave us this theme. You should know this theme, but I'm going to review it really good today. It says, we're to do what? Oh, give thanks and praise the Lord for his goodness as you seek him and his strength in 2019. Does that relate to you now that you've gone through this year? Has that theme, does it resonate in your spirit? It does to me. I just know this was the word the Lord gave us, because I hope it's been a year that we've been able to thank him and praise him, right? Because he's been good. Has he been good to you this year? It's been really good to me. Gave me blessings I didn't expect, didn't even look for. And I just give you one example is a new car. I didn't look for a new car. I didn't want a new car. I needed another car, but God just said, here, you're going to get a new car for what you're going to pay for an old car. Nobody's excited about that. Well, I am, Lord. Amen. I know you don't have my car. I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm not the only one who got a new car this year. Carol's not here. She got a new car. Dawn got a newer vehicle, and she's blessed. I know out of her socks with her new soul car. Every time I see a green one out there, I think of you, Dawn. Amen. And, you know, so God's been good, right? He has really been good. But it also has been a year that, you know what, I've had to really seek him. How about you? And not only seek him, but what he told us here, his strength. I have had to seek for God's strength. How about you this year? Because I had some rocky moments, you know, some difficult times come along the way. For the most part, the year's been really solid, I would say. But there have been some things that have happened along the way that, you know, I really needed to seek the Lord. And I'm sure you have too, okay? So I want you to turn, because I'll be all over the place today. Turn with me to Ephesians 5. We're going to look at our first couple scriptures, Ephesians 5, 20 and 21. So here it goes. Again, we're to do what? We're to give thanks. This was a year of giving thanks and praising the Lord. So number one, we were to give thanks this year. I hope you have. All right? But if you haven't, you can begin to today to give thanks, right? In Ephesians 5, 20 and 21, I'm reading out of King James, it says this to us. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then this morning I read 21 too, and it really spoke to me. It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This was a year that we were to give thanks for what? Certain things? No, it says for all things. Okay? Whatever happened, good or bad, I know we're not going to be anxious about thanking God for something bad. But I told you earlier in the year, even in November, that we're to give thanks in everything. That makes even more sense, doesn't it? You can still give thanks even when you got a problem. How many know that today? Not that you're thanking, saying, I thank you for this problem. You don't, that's not normal. But in the midst of the problem, how many getting it today? You still can give thanks, okay? Here he says, give thanks always. How often? Always. That's not easy to do. How many know that? Have we given thanks this year always? I doubt it. Have I given thanks for everything? I doubt it. Okay, I know I haven't. I've tried to, amen, and hopefully all of us have. If you grade yourself this morning, let me ask you, because I'm not going to grade you. I want you to grade yourself on your level of thanksgiving to God this year. How would it be? Would it be a high grade, medium, or a low? You think about that today as we go through this, okay? Now, in the process of giving thanks, it said that we were to be what? Submitted to one another in the fear of God. We here at the church, I would say more maybe leadership, at times we've been challenged with this, okay? To be submitted one to another. Because just that's normal. The devil is always going to try to throw darts at leadership. How many know that? Try to challenge us in the way we're what? Submitted to each other. You're not just submitted to your pastor, but you're submitted to one another. You're submitted to God first. Can I get an amen? We're supposed to be submitted to each other, okay? But the devil always tries to come in there and try to break us up a little bit. How many know that? But he doesn't win. God always wins. Amen? But I want to remind us of that. That as we move into the new year, that's the way we're going to go into the new year, submitted to one another. Because we're a team here. Can I get an amen? We're a team. I could be the best pastor, the best manager, the best coach. You know, recently I felt the Lord say to me, you're like the CEO at Oriole. I said, okay, Lord. But I am in a sense, right? Those are all what? Positions of leadership. I'm your coach here, right? But I could be the best coach if I don't have the players. How many know we're not going anywhere, right? Who are the players? Well, that's a sports terminology, right? But if we don't have the members or the people of God who are what? Submitted and working together, I could preach till I'm blue in the face or teach, right? Work my head off. But if we're not united, right? We're not together. We're not respectful of each other. That's what it means to be submitted, by the way, to respect each other, respect the gifts that we all have, that God's given us, and we work together for the glory of God. Not for me. How many know that? You're not doing what you do here for me. Yeah, you're submitted under me, and I may have asked you to serve in the capacity you do, and I appreciate it, and I know how vital and important it is, but ultimately, you're really doing it for God. God's the one who can really see your heart and bless you for what you do. So this is really important. The first part here is to give thanks because that's what God's will is for us, all right? How about another scripture, Philippians 4:6. This is one of my favorite ones that we have read many times because it's so good. It really puts perspective in us every day as we live our life for God. In Philippians 4:6, it says, be careful for nothing. Or another word there is, be anxious for nothing. How's this year been for you? Have you been anxious? I want to ask you. You don't have to answer me. But God doesn't want us to be anxious. How many know that? He said, don't be anxious over anything. Now, I know, again, that's difficult to do sometimes. But that's the kind of life that God wants us to live. He says, now, for this to happen, it says, but in everything, somebody say everything. That's the key, everything, okay? By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. right? So you see here the recipe, or this in my Bible it says the rules for living here, is that, you know what, God wants to be thankful, but for that to happen, first of all, we have to try to walk in a way that we're not anxious, okay? When we're anxious, it's kind of hard to be thankful today. How many know that? You're actually the opposite. When you're anxious or disturbed or bothered, you're not going to be thankful. You're going to complain probably. You're gonna whine, and you're gonna, you know, say, "Why, Lord, this and that." But see, when we're able to walk in the Spirit, because we're praying. Somebody say we're praying. We're praying in everything, right? We're praying with the spirit of supplication, with thanksgiving. Even on our prayer, we thank God today. Can I get an amen? When you thank God in your prayer, you know what? God's going to hear your request. He will. But if we complain or murmur in our prayer, that's a shutdown. How many know that? It really is. So I encourage you, as we go to a new year, I hope this past year we've been able to pray and open up in thanksgiving in our prayer. You know, next week, not next week, the following week will be a week of prayer. And that we'll be able to practice what we're talking about a little bit today. So, again, number one in our theme, we were to give thanks to the Lord. I hope we've all done that this year and will continue to do it, because God has been good to us. Amen. He's worthy of our thanks. Praise God. The next part of the theme was what? We're to first give thanks and then praise the Lord. How many know those two go hand in hand? If you're not thanking Him, you're not going to be praising Him. Can I get an amen? You have to thank Him in order to praise Him too, right? And there's a reason why the Lord said to praise Him, because He was going to be good to us again in 2019. And He really has been good to us. I want you to go with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. This is one of my favorite psalms. We're going to look at two verses, Psalm 104 and 5. It says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving." Oh, there's that word again, thanksgiving, amen. "And into His courts with praise. Be thankful." There it is again. Wow. "Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Amen. "For the Lord, what is good?" Can I get an amen? "His mercy," oh, I thank God for His mercy. How about you? "Is everlasting." I need His mercy. How about you? Right? "And His truth endureth to all generations." Wow. So here's, as I, you know, reviewed this, and again, I never did find my notes from my message. God wanted me to research this again, I guess, and I did. And I believe all the scriptures He gave me in January, He gave them to me again. But it was neat, because I had to seek for the message again here, even though I knew the theme, of course. But here it talks about how we enter into the house of the Lord. Okay? This is really important. He says, "Enter into His gates." When you enter the doors of the church, when you came today, how were you? Did you have a good attitude, a good spirit? Or were you down, or were you upset? You know, that means a lot. How many know that when we come? It really does. You need to check yourself every time before you come to the church, and make sure you're coming with the right spirit. That's important. It's really important, because how many know if you have a good spirit, that rubs off. But in the same way, if your spirit's not good, that rubs off on somebody else too. Amen? And we want to walk in here like the Lord tells us to, right? How? With thanksgiving. If we have this attitude of thanksgiving when we walk through those doors, oh boy, a blessing's going to happen for you. No doubt about it, okay? And it says, "And when you come into His courts," you come in into His courts, how? To praise Him. I hate to say it, some of our people sometimes, when we come and I'm very careful in the beginning of the service not to really talk to anybody a whole lot. Let me explain why. Because if your spirit is bothered or you have a problem, I don't want to hear that at that moment. Do you understand? Because I need to come up here and be a positive influence. I can be affected too. How many know that? I'm human just like you. And sometimes we come in ready to complain to Pastor Rich. Pastor, this happened to me. This happened. You know, I don't, you know, like, I shut down. It's like, please, we'll talk about it later. How many hear me? That's not the way to come here, okay? And I hope this year, if we have at all, God will help us with that as we go into a new year. Because when we come here, we should be thankful. We should be ready to praise God, ready to sing, amen? It says here, ready to what? Bless his name, right? When you come here, it's because you want to bless the Lord. He's been so good to you, right? You want to come here and thank the Lord. So how we enter into his sanctuary, I wrote down with T and P. T and P, thanksgiving and praise. Right? That's how we need to come. So let me ask you, have you this year? Have we come in that way? It's really important that we come in the right way. Because God has been good to us, right? It says here, for the Lord is good in verse 5, and his mercy is everlasting. So let me ask you again, how good has he been to you? Has he been good to you? Amen. All right, so it should be easy for us to be thankful today, right? It's been a year, hopefully, of giving thanks to the Lord. I thank the Lord for his mercy, right? When I mess up, his mercy is there. It has to be that way for each other, too. When we mess up with each other, maybe we say something we shouldn't, or we do something that we shouldn't, we have to have mercy for each other, right? Forgiveness for one another. On Wednesday, Christmas Day, I got to be with some of my friends, and we went out to eat. And in the process of our fellowship, one of my buddies, who I've known for many years ago, we used to work together at Dominic's Food Store. So we go way back, okay, over 30 years. But he's had a kind of a rough family life, and he shared with us that he called his parents, and he was going to see if, you know, they could get together for the holidays. And unfortunately, his father said to him, we don't think it's a good idea that you come over this year. That's what was said to him. Can you imagine getting that response from your dad or mother or sister, brother, right? So he was very embittered when he was sharing with us. And he said, I'll never talk to them again. I said, wow. I said, you don't want to be that way. I said, you have to forgive. You have to let go. How many know if that happens to us and we don't let go of that or we don't forgive, we're going to be messed up? He was embittered by that. And I understand why. Because his family rejected him for whatever reasons. Okay? But I tried to just, you know, let him know God has mercy for us. You have to have mercy for your family sometimes. How many know that? I've had situations in my family where we've had to have mercy, right? We've had to forgive each other for doing things or saying things. And God is fixing those things. Even in my family, between a couple people in our family that just kind of are like sandpaper. You know, and this happens here too. People who are alike in many ways rub like sandpaper sometimes. How many know that? Because we're similar. And sometimes we kind of knock heads a little bit. But that happens in our families too. And I felt so sorry for my friend, you know. But all I could do was encourage him in the Lord. And another thing that happened that day, I got to share this to you, is that people are so confrontational right now. I want you to get what I mean by that word, confrontational. They're like ready to go battle with you. We were in line. I dropped off my wife and my two friends, and I parked the car, and I came in. We were at Denny's, And there was a long line of people, okay? Because, you know, Christmas Day, restaurants are closed except for Denny's and maybe one other one, whatever, okay? So everybody's in line, and I didn't know what anybody did. So what did I do, which is normal what you do? You go to the front and you say, I got four people. Can you put me on your list? Anybody following me? So I did that, and I came back to where I was standing, and I had like two families just, why did you bump ahead of us? You know, they wanted to tear me up. I was like, hello, what did I do? I said, I just went what you should have went and done, is tell them that you have so many. I said, I didn't try to bump you or take your spot. I said, come on, it's Christmas today. That's what I told them. They didn't want to hear it, of course. I said, it's Christmas. And the one man who jumped all over me, you know, he didn't want to hear it, of course. And then after we said a couple words, I mean, it almost looked like he wanted to, can you believe that? Over just being in line in a restaurant. I said, Lord, people are just, you know, so ready to, you know, protest and confront, and, you know, that spirit is in the world, right? It's terrible. But anyways, it worked out fine. And I told the hostess, I said, put them ahead of us, because they were here. We didn't try to, you know, get ahead of them. So everything was fine after that. But that was just amazing to me to see how even on Christmas Day, people are just so agitated, just ready to lash out, right? Boy, do we ever need love in our world today. Amen? Got to have mercy, though, right? But I thank God for his truth today. Praise God. And we have it here today. So first two things in our theme was what? Give thanks. Number two, praise him, right? Then the last part of our theme is what? That we were to seek him, right? And then seek his strength. Can I get an amen? This was really important for me, and I hope it was for you. How many of you really had this year was important that you sought the Lord, right? Maybe more than years past because of things that happened maybe in your life and in your family. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 105. Psalm 105, we're going to read verses 1 to 5, okay? And this is a good part of the theme came from here. It says, oh, give thanks, there it is again, unto the Lord, and call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. I hope we've been doing that this year, testifying as God has done good things for us, right? Number 2 verse says, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Again, praising him, singing, being thankful, testifying of God, what he's been doing for you throughout the year. Verse 3, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. I hope this year, as you have been seeking the Lord, God has given you a heart of rejoicing. Can I get an amen? That you've been able to, even though maybe you've gone through some hard, difficult times, right? You've still been able to what? Rejoice in the Lord. Have joy, have happiness in your life, regardless of what's been happening all around you, or maybe in your life or in your family, okay? That's what he says here. The ones that rejoice, or the ones who seek the Lord, they would be able to have a heart of rejoicing, meaning regardless of what's going on, you're still blessed. Can I get an amen? You're still happy, right? You're still able to laugh. A laugh is so important. You know, sometimes we don't laugh enough. Did you know that? Sometimes I'll realize, maybe because I'm having a rough day or whatever, I haven't laughed, and something will happen. I'll begin to laugh and say, where was that before? Why did it take me so long to laugh today, Lord? Because laughter is good. Amen? Laughter is important. You should laugh every day. You should rejoice every day that you're alive, right? Because things happen, right, every day. Now, here's the main part of this group of scriptures we looked at. Verse number 4 says, seek the Lord And here it is. And his strength. Seek his face evermore. Praise God. There was where we got that part of the theme that we were to do what? Seek the Lord. And as you seek the Lord, you have to seek his strength too. Right? You have to seek his strength. Really important. It says, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. So today as we're backtracking this past year, we want to do that. We want to remember. Somebody say remember. All the wondrous things the Lord has done for you and for your family this year, for our church, right? But it's been a year of what? Seeking the Lord, seeking his strength. So let me ask you, have you sought the Lord this year? Have we as a group sought the Lord? Have you spent time seeking God and his word this year, right? How many know that's how we seek him in the word, right? Have you sought the Lord in your prayer time this year? And let me add this to that. Have you been consistent in doing that? That's so important today, right? To seek the Lord, how? Consistently, every day. Spend a portion of your day. Tithe, and we don't do that. We don't tithe a portion of our time. But just think if we did, if we even gave a tithe of our day to the Lord, how blessed we would be. But just some of us, 15 minutes spending with God in prayer and reading his word, right? And I guarantee you, if you give the Lord 15 minutes, eventually you'll be giving him a half hour. And eventually you'll even give him more than that. Because once you it becomes a habit to spend time with God like you spend time with your sister or your husband or your wife. It's something that becomes special. So have you been consistent? I hope you have. All right, because it's really important. Have you leaned on the Lord for strength? I have, right? How many know that's so important today? Because our strength is limited. Amen? And it's not enough when we're in trouble. How many know that? Our strength will only go so far, and then it's like, Lord, I need help, right? But when you seek him, when you seek his strength, he'll be there for you, okay? I like the Amplified Bible. It talks about it this way, that the strength of the Lord is your stronghold in your life. The God's strength should be your stronghold in your life, okay? You should be what? Strong in his strength. Are you today, church? I'm asking you. Has it been a year you've gotten stronger for the Lord? Or have you kind of backtracked a little bit? I hope not. If you have, well, then you have the next year to get back to where you were and pass up where you were. No amens. Right? You don't want to stay in the same place. We should be growing in the Lord. How many know that? Every year. What we've experienced this year should make us more wiser for next year. Right? You should be smarter this year. Don't do what you did last year when you made a mistake. Who's hearing me? Learn from your mistakes, right? Say, okay, Lord, I'm not going to do that again. It didn't work. I'm not going to say that, or I'm not going to act like that, right? Because you went through it. Hopefully you can grow from those experiences. See, we're supposed to grow from our experiences with the Lord, right? Let's go to Psalm 18. Most of my stuff is in Psalms, so praise God. Thank God for David, because he wrote most of the Psalms. In Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2, talks about strength again. I want to read this to you. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. This is David again. David knew God was his strength. That's important for us to know that. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God. Here it is again, my strength. Who? God is my strength. In whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Man, David knew who his strength was, right? It's the Lord. I hope this year has been a year of you getting strong in the Lord. And if you sought him, I believe you are today. If you seek him like you were supposed to, like the Lord told us to back in January, you should be stronger today than you were January. Can I get an amen? You should be more mature also. Amen? Praise God. All right, I'm going to go to my last set of scriptures here. Go with me to Psalm 27. I'm not going to be real long today. This is, again, one of my favorite psalms. How many love the book of Psalms? Man, I just... Proverbs and Psalms. Those are two tremendous books that I read every day. Every day, okay, basically. There's sometimes I might, I'll always read the proverb of the day, usually read a psalm with it or a part of a psalm. And then I read in the New Testament too. Got to read your New Covenant, right? That's important. So in Psalm 27, we're going to look at three verses only. Verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" I hope we haven't feared anybody this year except the Lord, right? We can respect each other, but we don't need to fear each other. How many know that? That's important today. It says, "The Lord is the strength of my life." Here it is again. How many times do we got to read it, right? He has to be our strength. "Of whom shall I be afraid?" Sometimes we're afraid of family members, or sometimes we're afraid of our boss, our manager, or somebody. Sometimes we're afraid of our neighbor. We don't need to be afraid. We don't. You need to respect those who deserve your respect. Amen. But you fear God, right? You fear God, and you lean on his strength, okay? I'm going to say this to you again. This is the year coming is going to be a year you're going to need his strength again. It's not going to be roses, I don't believe, next year. We've had a hard year on the whole as far as the way things are in Chicago, society, right? White House, you name it. We've had our issues this year. But I believe next year is going to have its issues too, right? You have to be strong. You have to be prepared to handle it, right? Just think, in a couple days, marijuana is going to be legal in Chicago. I'm trying to brace myself for that. I think that's a big mistake. I really do. I hope I'm wrong, but I want to say to you, don't be surprised if you see more accidents coming and more people being killed, because more people are probably going to be high driving, right? So we have to really pray. Before you leave the house, pray, say, "Angels, watch over me." And keep your eyes open. Pay attention to those around you. Because you could be the best driver, but what about so-and-so coming down the street? Especially if they're high, okay? They're going to be in la-la land. But anyways, God will protect us. But there's issues we're going to have to deal with, all right? How about verse 4? This is a favorite verse. He says, "One thing." Somebody say, "One thing." "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will" what? "Seek after." David says, "Lord, I got one thing." Let me ask us today, what's our one thing? I hope it's like David's. One thing, okay? He says, "That I may" what? "Dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Wow. He loved to be in the house of God. David, right? Not only did he love being there, but that was what he desired to do. He said, "Lord, that's what I want to seek to do," right? He wanted to what? Dwell. That's a pretty good verb there, to dwell, meaning, he wants to live there. I could live here. How about you? I know I live 45 minutes to an hour away. But one day, hopefully, I'll be living right in this community. And I'll be here every day. How about you? Could you come every day and be happy about that? Be blessed? Right? Because this is what? This is, he says here, "I want to behold the beauty of the Lord. I want to be able to seek him, inquire of the Lord in the temple," right? In the sanctuary. This is where God is. But how many know when nobody's here, it's just the building. But when we come, he's here. And that's what makes it special, right? And every one of us have a part to play in that to make this really special when we come here, okay? When you miss, it's not the same because you're not here. But we have the wrong thought about that sometimes. Oh, if I miss, everybody else will be there. It's no big deal. Yes, it is. It is a big deal because you're part of the family here. Amen. When I go away on vacation, I know we had a few people go away, and it's good to see Rose back with us. When I go away, I like to go away, but let me tell you, I really like to come back too. You know, I'll visit other churches, I'll do other things, but there's no place like home. This is home. I can hardly believe it's going to be 14 years. This has been home for me and my wife, right? 14 years, almost, next year. Awesome. So this is the type of spirit I hope we have as we move into the next year. So let me ask you this year, have you been faithful coming? All right. Now you're here today, so that's a blessing, but still you need to question yourself, right? Have you been faithful like David wanted to be faithful in coming to the sanctuary, right? I told my wife this week, I said, if we get our people to come at least once a week, we're doing good today. Now, years ago, that was not like that. Years ago, Sundays, Wednesdays, those were Sunday night. Now I'm really going to get to you. Sunday night, we never missed, okay? But today, the way society is, the way people are, the devil robs our time. I want you to hear me today. The devil tries to keep us so busy that we say, well, we don't have time to go to church. But that's a lie today from the pit. Amen. So I'm going to ask you, have you been faithful like you should be faithful? You can only answer that, okay? And that's important today. If you haven't, I hope this year you're going to make an improvement on that and be like David. Say, Lord, put that in my heart, not only to be here Sunday, but I want to come Wednesday too. No help, Lord. I didn't hear no amens. Wednesday too. Wednesday's important. Downstairs, if you went downstairs, you should see something that you haven't seen before. The Lord told me a few weeks ago, it was on a Wednesday night, and I know when the Lord talks to me, how about you? When he says something to you, the Lord told me, said, you need to bring your drums from home to the church. And I've been here 13 and a half years, never heard that. And the Lord told me that this month. And I said, in. So my drums, they're not all there, but they will be there by Tuesday. And I'm going to begin to be part of the playing downstairs. Because I really shouldn't sing because I need to save my voice. But I can play. And Rose can sing, and Annette can sing, and Dawn can sing, because that's what they do, right? But I want to add to our group, right? I hope that's the way you feel as we go into this. I know Annette, she's all excited. It's going to be great, because I love to play the drums. I really do. I can't do it up here, because I can't do everything. But Wednesday's different. Wednesday's different, all right? So we're gonna spice up our Wednesday night a little bit to encourage people to come, right? It's a good thing. Don't be surprised if the Lord tells you to do something on Wednesday. I hope you listen, though, what he tells you to do, okay? Amen. So, one more verse, and I'm closing today early. Verse 8 says here, and this is really good. This whole chapter is excellent, but this, again, this verse, there's a part of this verse that really should speak to us today, okay? In verse 8, it says, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, the Lord told David, right, to seek his face. Says, listen now what he says. He says, my heart. Somebody say, my heart. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Praise God. See, when the Lord speaks to your heart, amen, when the Lord touches your heart, that's when change happens, right? We you know, we look at people that we minister to, we family members, maybe even maybe church folk, right? And we say, why are they like that? Why are they doing that? Why don't they get it? Well, maybe because it hasn't got to the heart yet. How many hear me today? When your heart is touched, right, you're going to make a change. And David said, because my heart was touched, I'm going to seek your face, Lord. Amen. I hope this year, that's as we prepare for a new year, our heart is in it. See, our heart has to be in it. Amen. When your heart is in it, there's no limit for what you'll do for the Lord. I hear Brother Frank always say to me, I want to do more. I want to sing more. I want to do more for God. And I love that spirit that Frank has, right? That should be all of us. Meaning, Lord, I ain't doing enough. I can do more. And I say that for me too. I can do more. I want to do more, but I also have to make sure that I'm balanced, right? Because I'm bivocational, still have mom to take care of, right? So I can't just do all of this and not do this and not do this too. How many hearing me? I have to have balance, right? One day, hopefully sooner than later, I can be more focused just here, right? Because if I was here full time, there's a lot more I'd be doing, trust me. But I can't, because I can't burn out. You don't want to burn out pastor, do you? Of course not, right? So, but you pray for me as I pray for you that we will be wise, use our head, right? Maybe I can do a little bit more over here because this ain't maybe as important. Priorities. Amen? Priorities. It's always God first, right? Seek first the job. No. Seek first money. No. Seek first God, right? Then all these other things, it tells us, will be added to us, right? But see, the devil, that's why people today should be here are not here today, because they've allowed themselves to seek other things more than God. And let me say this to you. The devil will keep you from here. He'll try to keep you from here. There's people that God has ministered to in the last few months here that want to get here, but they just can't get themselves to get here because their minds, the devil has them fooled. I hate to even say this to you. That it's so bad, I can't even get here, Pastor Rich. That's a lie from the pit. How many hear me today? When you got a problem, you should run here. Hear me today, church. If you got situations you need help, where are you going to go? You should come here. God wants to help you. The answer you need might come in the message that day. God is so faithful, right? But see, the devil tries to keep us so busy and, oh, I can't come because of this or that. Well, maybe we got to look at our priorities, right? Because God should be first. Amen. The heart. David had what? A heart after God's own heart. That's why he was such a blessing to us, right? But David had his problems too. How many know that? He had his problems too. Praise God. So this was what? This was the theme. How many were blessed to go over that again? I was blessed all week preparing for this. Oh, give thanks and praise the Lord for his goodness as you what? Seek him and his strength in 2019. I hope and pray it's been a good year for you. Praise God. I've been blessed this year. My family's been blessed. And I look forward to the new year. Okay? As you've been able to depend on the Lord for strength again in 2019, again, 2020 will be no different. We will need his strength, okay? I'm not going to give you any more for next year till next Sunday, but I have told you this, 2020, that's a very significant number. You see 20, and you see 20 again, right? Double. That's why I believe God said to me, we're going to double here. Amen? But with that, I also heard the Lord say, you may have to do more than you did last year. Right? Are we ready? Now, some of you are. Some of you are still sleeping on me. Amen. You got to be ready. Right? You got to be ready. So get ready this next week. I encourage you to come Tuesday, because today is really important. Tuesday is really important. And next Sunday is really important. Okay? Tuesday, yeah, we're going to have a great time of fellowship, games, food, you name it. But I'm going to share a little bit with you, not a lot, a little bit, about the highlights of this year. And that's good to go over that. What did God do this past year here? Okay? And then I have a short little, you know, a couple verses I'll share with you. It's important we need to, again, revisit the year. What did the Lord do at Oriel this past year? Okay? So we'll talk about that on Tuesday, and we're going to have a lot of good time, fellowship. We're going to sing some songs. Lord willing, my drums will be ready to roll. They were so dirty. They've been in my basement for 15 years. Can you imagine that? I've been cleaning them up, you know. So, but it's going to be, we're going to have a good time on Tuesday. So I hope you come. Praise God. And make sure you see Giovanna, okay, because we want to come and eat. Amen? We're going to eat physically. We'll eat spiritually, too. We'll pray in the new year. It's going to be a great time. Praise God. I look forward to Tuesday. And then pray for Sunday, okay? Pray for Sunday. It's Communion Sunday. It's Mission Sunday. And it's the first Sunday of the year where we're going to get the theme of the year, okay? So invite somebody to come and be with us this week. Let's stand. Amen. Told you I was going to let you out early today. Don't get used to it. I hope that blessed you to go over that. It helped me to kind of reevaluate this year where I'm at, okay? I've had some challenges along the way like you have, even in health, my health. I don't know if some of you know, I did go see my cardiologist. I mentioned it, I think, and everything's good, which is a blessing. Unfortunately, Friday, I went and played some hockey. That's my traditional thing I do during the holidays. And I fell a few times, so I hurt my hip bone. I fell three times on the same spot, right, bone to ice, okay? I got to tell you what happened when I, because my skates were not as sharp as they should have been. There's a lesson right there. My blade was just a little off. And when I made some sharp turns, I lost my edge. Okay? So anyways, I'm playing with these little guys, 5-6-year-old with their dads. And we're having a blast. So first spill I took, I'm down because I'm really, it did hurt. It still hurts. It's not as bad as it was. So I'm down trying to get myself together to get up. And one of the little guys comes up to me and he's looking at me like this. He says, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. And I got up, all right? So then we start playing again. And then again, I fell again. And I didn't get up right away because I hit the same bone, the same spot right on there again. And it was like, oh, Lord, I can't believe I did that. So I'm laying there. One of the other guys, little guys, comes and he's looking at me. Are you okay? I said, I'm okay. And we continued to play. I had a lot of fun. But, you know, the body's not what it used to be. I was probably the oldest one out there again. I played with these kids that were 5 years old, 6 years old. There was a 16-year-old there who was the goalie. He's in AAA, trying to become a professional, right? Then there was a 22-year-old college player there, this guy. They were all good. There was probably another one who was like 14. And the 22-year-old, I got to share my testimony in a locker with. I said, you know, when he told me he was in college and all that, I said, you know, there was years ago I had the same dream like you have today. I said, I wanted to be a professional hockey player. And I told him, I said, but then the Lord came into my life and I gave my life to the Lord and then he called me into ministry. And he looked at me and he said, wow, that's pretty neat. He said, that's pretty neat. I said, but I still come out here. I'm an old fart. I said, coming out here, but I have fun with you guys, you know. And he just laughed, you know. So, you know, God will use you wherever you go to testify, all right. So this year coming up is going to be, I really believe, a blessed year. Praise God. So I want to pray with you. If anything I talked about today hits home, you want extra prayer, when I close in prayer, you come on up. I'll pray for you. Because this was good to be refreshed today of this past year. You know, this year has gone so fast. It really has. But let's not forget what God did in our life this year. Okay? Let's pray. Praise God. Father, we thank you for today, Lord. It's a special day, Lord. This is the last Sunday of this year. It's so hard to believe, Lord. This year is about to end. An ending brings a new beginning, Lord. So we look forward to 2020, Lord. I pray, Father, the message today of the theme of this year resonates in our heart, in our mind today, Lord, as we prepare for 2020, Lord. We know you have great things you want to do here at Oriel, Father. Help us to be in that middle ground, Lord, to be in that place that we can be used, Lord. We all have a part to play in the vision here, Lord. You said, go for the gold. So that's what we're going to do, Lord. So I pray today, Lord, you bless all the families here, all the individuals that are here, those who are not here. You know the ones who should be here, Lord. We pray for them. You would help them to get back here, Lord. We come against the enemy of our souls today. We break every assignment of the enemy, every curse we reverse, Lord. We pray for our people who have been lackadaisical and lazy at times to come. Lord, Holy Spirit, draw them back. Draw in the new people that have come and have seemed to disappear lately. Lord, do a work in our families this year, in our community, in this city, Lord, and even in our nation, even in the White House, Lord. Let things come together in 2020, Lord. We thank you for all your blessings of 2019, Lord. We look forward to 2020. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. God bless one another. Greet each other. And don't forget, Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Be here. Amen. Good?